The hardest thing about writing a CV is not the layout, the length, or even the grammar. It is the requirement to describe yourself as if you were someone else, and to do so in a way that is convincing without being embarrassing. Most people make one of two opposite mistakes. The first is undersell, a list of vague duties that could describe anyone in the same role, written in the flat, defeated tone of someone who has been told not to get above themselves. The second is oversell, a breathless list of passionate, dynamic, and results-driven adjectives that read like the back of a shampoo bottle. Both are, in different ways, a failure of specificity. The solution, and it is boring but effective, is to write in achievements rather than duties. A duty tells the reader what your job was. An achievement tells the reader what you did with it. Responsible for answering customer emails is a duty. Reduced average response time from 48 hours to 6 hours by introducing a new email template is an achievement. Notice that the achievement is more specific, includes numbers, and contains a verb that shows you did something. The second rule is that every line must earn its place. Most CVs are too long, not because the writer has done too much, but because the writer has been unable to decide what to leave out. If a line does not help the employer decide to call you, it is not helping. This is difficult. The summer you spent volunteering at a youth camp may have been important to you, but unless it is relevant to the job, it probably should not be on the CV. The third rule is to speak the language of the role you are applying for. Job adverts are themselves carefully constructed documents. The words they use reveal what the employer cares about. If the advert talks about cross-functional collaboration, your CV should use that phrase, or something close to it, assuming it is true. This is not manipulation. It is communication. You are showing the employer that you and they are speaking about the same thing. What a CV cannot do is tell the whole story. It cannot show that you are kind, that colleagues like working with you, or that you turn up on time every morning. Those things come out in the interview, in references, in the way you send your follow-up email. The CV's job is narrower, to get you to the next conversation. Judged by that measure, a good one is one that disappears quickly into a yes pile without the reader having to work for it. Finally, a note on fine tone. Write the CV in a voice that you would be happy to use if you met the hiring manager in a lift. Confident, but not shouting. Specific, but not boring. Honest, because everything you claim may be asked about later. If the document does not sound like you, it is not ready.